Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now Chicago can use the clock as well. They're automatically right out. They're in field goal range. They want to get seven. They can use the clock. Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards, 6 plays, 66 yards in 68 seconds. All over Soldier Field. Hearts beating furiously. It's dropped. Love looking. One last gasp. Moving guys around. Fires to the end zone, and it is broken up. The Bears win it in a crazy one. Connor Gordon took care of it. That's a very cursory handshake. No love lost between these two guys. And the Chicago Bears will play a game next weekend right here.
Well, season ripe with storylines. What it was last night, what a one it was last night. Bears 31, Packers 27, the final. Judson Richards with you until noon, until we hand it over to more wild card football right here on The Score. We have a triple header on 6-7 The Score beginning at noon. We've got the Bills-Jags, then 49ers-Eagles. Who knows? It could be the Eagles at Soldier Field next weekend, or perhaps it will be the Rams. It'll either be the Rams or the Eagles. We do know that much. Then the nightcap here on The Score, Chargers and the Patriots. You can hear it not only on 670, it is also on the Odyssey app. You talk about storylines. That famous quote that has lived on this year, especially with how many times the Bears and Packers have met up, where Ben Johnson said, I kind of liked beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Well, he beat him twice, and the second time allowed Ben Johnson to become the first head coach in Bears history to win a playoff game in his first season. He did that against Matt LaFleur. What a night it was. I mean, some of the stats coming out of this game. The Bears are only the fourth team of postseason history to win a playoff game when trailing by 15-plus points in the fourth quarter. That is the third most points in fourth quarter in a playoff game in NFL history, because the Bears scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. You have seen, potentially, if you're not younger than 15 years old, you have seen a Bears playoff victory before. Perhaps you've seen a Bears Super Bowl run. We are not used to seeing so many of the successes come from the offensive side of the ball and come from your Bears quarterback, 24-year-old Caleb Williams, who was not perfect by any means, but he was in the fourth quarter. The Iceman cometh. 195 total yards, 2 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, and a 110 passer rating, and just pure, unadulterated, great quarterback play. In the pocket, out of the pocket, scrambling, on the run, he did it all, and Caleb Williams delivered. He got the game ball, and before Caleb Williams handed it back to the coach to allow Ben Johnson to continue speaking, it was Ben Johnson's turn to get the game ball.
Hey. 15 years, they said. You know, it's the, you know, haven't beaten, you know, Green Bay or whatever since, whatever. Right? Talk every. Look at this guy right here.
First playoff win.
Everything he's done for us as a coach, everything the other coaches have done for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and it started with him, with bringing in everybody and
getting emotional.
That, right? And for me personally, he's been, for me personally, he's been monumental in my life so far. To his first playoff win as Chicago Bears.
How about that? Caleb Williams giving the ball to Ben Johnson, his first game ball, Ben Johnson's first playoff win, and again, the first to ever do it as a Bears head coach to win a playoff game in his first season. Judson Richards with you again until noon. Tyler Farengol on the other side of the glass there holding it down. We were taking your texts. We were taking your phone calls. Again, this was about the fourth phase, right? This was about you, the Bears fan, whether they're at Soldier Field or whether at home watching and supporting this team. This win really is about three things for me. It's about you. It's about Caleb. It's about Ben, right? It is about what we watched. And the prodigy, Caleb Williams, their number one overall pick, watching last season, and if you watch enough NFL quarterbacks struggle, even the ones that go to the very top of the draft, Caleb Williams needed a teacher, right? He needed a great football teacher. Credit George McCaskey, went out, the McCaskeys, along with Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, went out and got the best available head coach. They had to pay for it. $14 million a year, not the highest, but certainly incredibly high for a first-year head coach. Then they raise ticket prices, so again, it's about you because you're paying for a lot of it. But why do you pay for a great head coach? And why should we be rather thankful that Ben Johnson thought enough of Caleb Williams and had his sights set on the Bears' job immediately? Why did you wish for that? For this moment. For this moment here to celebrate and watch what we got last night. And that was powerful from Caleb. Caleb is calm, cool, and collected. All right, maybe not when he threw that interception and Luther Burton didn't run the right route and he got chewed on the sidelines, which I'm absolutely fine with. But for a guy who was always calm, cool, even keeled, you heard the emotion in his voice. You saw it if you've watched the video. He said he has been monumental in my life. That's what it seems like Ben Johnson has brought to the entire locker room of the Chicago Bears, and we are heading towards the divisional round. 312-644-6767. Let's celebrate. Let's talk about it. What's different about this Bears team? How different do you feel moving forward individually? How great was that performance from Caleb Williams compared to everything that you've watched from Chicago sports? We are here to cover it all on 670 The Score. Let's go to Chicago Johnny with us in Vegas, baby. Chicago Johnny, what's going on?
You know, guys, let me tell you something. I was born and raised in Chicago. I live in Las Vegas. And I was at the sports book at Caesar's Palace. All right? Now, the place is standing room only. I lost my voice. All right? And the place is, just, like I said, standing room only. And there's so many Bear fans, Bear hats, Bear jerseys. The place you want to talk about is erupted. When the Bears won, I thought I was watching a Super Bowl game because it has never been that loud at a playoff game than it was. I thought I was watching a Super Bowl game. And when Al Michaels said that Soldier Field shook, so did the sports book at Caesar's Palace. The whole place shook after the Bears won. And when I was walking out of the sports book of the Caesar's Palace, for about 3 to 5 seconds, I stopped walking. I thought I was in Soldier Field. That's the feeling that we had in Las Vegas. There's so many Bear fans. It's unbelievable out here. It was just fantastic. And I thought I was watching a Super Bowl game.
No doubt. Chicago Johnny, yeah, thanks for the call. You paint an incredible image. Also mentioning you felt like you were watching a Super Bowl. Was last night a Super Bowl? No? Damn it, it's pretty close. And Tyler, I want to get your thoughts on this. We dipped our toe in the would it be a successful season if they lost to the Packers heading into the playoffs. I came out as no. Now, there is no way, shape, or form you cannot call this a successful season. It wasn't just about losing as the 2 seed. It would be about losing to the 7 seed being the Green Bay Packers, right? I mean, it's not the Super Bowl, but it doesn't feel lesser per se. It just feels different if you really understand it.
Yeah, and I think like everything that I said, what I think I was producing for you and Ruthie about a week ago for Moline Haw, I want to just add to that. Not only did they win and pretty much eliminate anything that we could have anticipated going into this game, but I truly do think, as meatball and as passionate of a Bears fan as I am, I really, really think the tide has changed in this rivalry. And I'm not saying the Bears are here to dominate this rivalry, but at least make it 50-50, or maybe if not 60-40. Like, this is not going to be, like you mentioned before the show, 5-25
right.
since that NFC yep. title game. I'm looking at, 10-10, 12-8 Bears, maybe. Like, the Ben Johnson era is here in Chicago. And I think it's, like, this game, if that last game didn't do it, this game, I think, has officially put Green Bay on notice. The Bears are here. The Bears are for real. None of the same old Bears stuff from 10, 15 years ago.
If you want to be a real player year in, year out, you cannot get big brothered by someone in your division. And so that, I'm sure there's people all around the country that was like, ooh, Bears, Packers, they've played a lot of times over the last 100 years. This is a great rivalry. The problem is the lopsided nature of it, and it's in your own division. As you just said, heading into last night, the Bears were 5-25 against the Packers. Since that 2010 NFC Championship game loss, 5-25 against the Packers, second worst record by any team against a divisional opponent. Only ones worse were the lowly Jets getting beaten up by the Patriots for a decade and a half. The Bears last night heading into that game were 2-13 at home against the Packers since 2010. That's the worst record by any team at home against a division opponent over the last 15 seasons.
Really quickly, too, I know we're going to get back to that. I wanted to bring something up that Chicago Johnny was talking about, because I remember I produced a Sunday morning show. I think it was Rami Makhlouf who was doing it that morning after the first Packers game. Chicago Johnny from Las Vegas called in, and he said that game, that first Packers game at that sportsbook he was at, was the loudest he's ever heard. 3 weeks later,
yeah.
I asked him, Chicago Johnny, how was this one compared to the last one? He said louder.
Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What they've done in the amount of weeks, again, like looking at this matchup, they had only met 2 times in the postseason. Previously, 2 times. 1941 was the first. Wrigley Field, a week after Pearl Harbor Day. Then the other was in 2010. It is a rarity that they have both been this good. To put it into context, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have played 4 times already in the playoffs. Josh Allen's 29. Mahomes versus Allen has happened 4 times. Bears-Packers in the playoffs has only happened twice for the teams that have played the most all time in the regular season. That's how rare it was. It kind of shows you right how few opportunities at times to beat your rival and then to do it the way that they did it. I don't know. Tyler, I hope you're watching for it. Like, Ben Johnson may not have just ended Matt LaFleur's season. He may have ended his tenure as Bears head coach. Like, we should set our Shefty alerts to make sure, because it is a real possibility.
Well, instead of like just pondering the question, because I asked that question last night driving home with my dad and my brother, I'm like, was that handshake the last time we'll see Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur quickly go their separate ways at midfield? And instead of wondering, Justin, I want to get your opinion. If you're Green Bay, you've made it to the playoffs as the 7 seed the last couple of years. You're in the dance, but you're kind of a quick out. Do you fire Matt LaFleur after what just happened at Soldier Field yesterday?
I don't. I actually think, and by the way, from the Bears' perspective, I hope Green Bay fires Matt LaFleur, if I'm being honest. It is incredibly difficult to not only find maybe it's tough to call him a great play caller coming off of last night, to find a very good play caller that can be attached to your quarterback. And if you look at how long Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur have been together, if you look at the way that Malik Willis played immediately when he came in, like, keep in mind, Bears, Packers in the regular season, the Bears did not lead for eight quarters. They did not have a single lead. Here's a stat for you. And if they want to fire Matt LaFleur, I hope they do. Right? Like, is Green Bay really going to pay John Harbaugh $20 million?
If that report is real, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, but that's up. I mean, it's not that far-fetched. There are coaches making $17, $18 million.
Wow.
So that's how expensive it's getting. The Bears at Soldier Field, last time Bears-Packers met, the Packers had a 99.1 win percentage and lost. Last night, the Packers had a 97.8% win percentage and still lost. If you want to fire Matt LaFleur, fine. Like, go ahead. Because John Harbaugh is not, you know, he's not an offensive play caller. Like, that's where we are in football. Can you attach your great play caller with a great quarterback? And that's what Chicago has been chasing, and that's what arrived in the playoffs last night. Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, they're doing it with the 299th pick. And then you got Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford, right? Like, you want to marry those two together so they are not hired away, like what we're watching in Detroit. No, I think it would be a great thing for Chicago if they fired Matt LaFleur. Again, like, I bet Green Bay feels very, very different. The state of Wisconsin probably feels very, very different about Matt LaFleur, but it's something.
Do you think Matt LaFleur will lose his job?
I do not. I do not. I just, it is such an offensive game, and Jordan Love, for all intents and purposes, had a very, very good year. All of that is impossible to field today for them, but Jordan Love's a problem. Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes in the first half last night. That is something Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre had never done. I mean, if you're waking up a Packers fan, do you have a bigger problem with the offense or defense? 25 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was spectacular. Phone lines are full. 312-644-6767. We are continuing to talk about not only what we saw last night, but the future of your Chicago Bears. I'm Judson Richards, Tyler Ferengul. On the other side of the glass, we're going all the way until noon, until we have Wild Card Weekend or the triple header coming up today and tonight, right here on 670 The Score. More of your texts, more of your phone calls coming up next.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's so clear as a runner. I think I missed probably two or three sacks on him this year, which hurt so bad.
Just but this
like,
year.
if you're the first one running in, that's where it's the hardest because he's got the spin out. He's got it's very quick. Yep. And man, he's so tough to defend. But I really think he's grown in Ben's system too, especially as the year gone on. Ben is a very progression system. It's evolved. It's high level offense. And I think as the year has progressed, he really has gotten a grasp of the offense. The offense in a great way.
Well, it's nice to hear. Yeah, that's how a lot of NFL fans are watching TV. That's Aiden Hutchinson, the great pass rusher for the Detroit Lions. But Aiden not in the playoffs, and that is Aiden talking about how tough to defend Caleb Williams is. That audio courtesy of ESPN, the ultimate respect. And, you know, most importantly, what we're watching is Caleb Williams is still playing in NFC North competitors. They are either at home or they are watching or on television discussing and talking about the Chicago Bears. That is the world that we're living in on this Sunday morning, January 11th. The Chicago Bears heading towards the divisional round. Who will it be? It'll either be the Rams or the Eagles. We'll wait to find out, but we are still looking back and really discussing what we saw last night. It is a game for the ages. In a lot of regards, it is a game that has never happened before. That is the most or the greatest comeback in Bears history, playoff history, and that is the worst loss in Packers playoff history. 28-6 was the second half score. The first half score in favor of the Packers, 21-3. The second half score was Bears 28, Packers 6, which added up to a 31-27 victory. We have asked, what was your experience enjoying that one last night? What do you think of the future of the Chicago Bears? What did you make of the individual performance of Caleb Williams? How does that rank up of what you've seen as a Chicago sports fan in your lifetime? Let's go to John, who's with us in downtown Chicago. John, good morning. You're on 6-7 The Score.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, John.
What a win, I gotta say. I was actually at the game last night, so that was really incredible to be at. And I really just have to comment on Ben Johnson, how he's turned this team around, and I think how we as fans hold hope. You know, 7 comeback wins in a singular season. I don't think I could have this much hope since the double doink. And so I think, you know, with like 4 minutes left, the Bears are down 27-16. Every fan in the stadium knew that there was a chance. Every fan stayed locked in for every possession on defense, screaming, yelling. And I mean, to have the Bears pull through, it felt like that was a win for the city as much as the team.
Yeah, John, it certainly was. Thanks for the call. Tyler, let's hear that Al Michaels audio. I love that Al Michaels audio of what it felt like at Soldier Field. You know, Al Michaels may be on your Mount Rushmore if you were to do Sportscaster Hall of Famers. He is 81 years old. And he is called, it feels like if you were to watch, you know, you watch a 30 for 30 and they're the big games, it feels like over the last 7 decades, Al Michaels may have been on the call of the game that you're watching. He has seen it all. He has done it all. A few years ago, he gave Chicago Cut a nice shout out on the prime call. This is what he said last night about Soldier Field.
Do you feel the shaking a little bit? I've done 31 games in the stadium. It's the first time I feel it shaking like this.
I'm here to watch.
I mean, I covered an earthquake in San Francisco, but this has nothing to do with an earthquake. Wow.
This is great. What a game.
Even Kirk Herbstreit, with that busy schedule of his, seemed to take a moment and step back and just go, what a game. Yeah, it was a game where the Bears trailed 21-6 in the fourth quarter and then scored 25 points. And as the caller just said, 7th game-winning drive of the season. Did I think this would be the blueprint? You would just roll over into the postseason and think you can get it done? It felt like some of the magic ran out after coming up short against the San Francisco 49ers and coming up short against the Detroit Lions. You know, as Tyler said before the show, it felt like the cape had come off of winning in the late game style. Well, we were wrong. And maybe you knew it. Maybe you felt it. But down 21-3 at halftime with the inability to stop anyone defensively, it's unbelievable that we were talking about a victory. It is believable because that's why we watch, and I guess it is believable with the pairing of Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and what this entire team was able to do. 312-644-6767. Lewis is with us on the north side on a Sunday morning. Lewis, what's going on? You're on the score.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Bears fans. Just woke up feeling off from that game. Just want to talk about that 4th and 8th throw. Woke up thinking about it. Caleb Williams, it's amazing to see the legend of Caleb Williams unfold before our eyes. And this Bears team, man, it's just, you know, why can't we? Why can't we go and win a Super Bowl this year? We just showed last night we have the Super Bowl caliber grit to go and win these games late. You know, the whole saying is if you want to kill something, you got to chop the head off. And that's what it is with these Bears. You want to beat us, you got to chop the heads off, because if not, we're going to just continue to come back and win these games.
Lewis, thanks for the call, and I'm glad you brought up that 4th and 8 play. I like the way you phrase it. Why can't we? Why not us? Why can't we? Right. I'll tell you, the best strategy that the Bears had was, if you're not going to be the 1 seed, at least be the 2 seed. Because the Bears, they were 6-1 heading into the Lions game, so they're now 7-2 at Soldier Field. And the point differential, it doesn't seem to matter as much because, you know, they had to win in a shootout, if you will. But the Bears were allowing 30 points on the road, and they were giving up only 17 points at home. If you looked at the point differential, if you looked at the record, they are just far better at home, which isn't, you know, which isn't that unique. But they are drastically better at Soldier Field. So the why not us, especially if you're looking at getting past the divisional round into the NFC Championship game, it feels much better because, you know, next weekend we'll be at Soldier Field. Let's talk about that 4th and 8. Here, let's hear the call first from Prime, then we'll hear from Caleb.
So it's 4th down and 8. After you get to the Green Bay 49, Williams chased, throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Roma Dunze on a 4th and 8. Keeps it going.
I mean, are you kidding me? This is why when Caleb Williams was coming out of USC, it was plays like this that made everybody go, this guy is just one of one as far as his abilities. Think about what's at stake. It's 4th down. Game is over, and he throws it up and over the defender right into the hands of a Doomsday.
5:38 left on the clock, 27-16. The Bears down 11, 4th and 8. 4th and 8. Early on in that game, the Bears were operating from desperation, right? We know, I mean, how many times they went for it on 4th down, even in their own territory. But that word desperation really is when your quarterback is at his best. I mean, his desperation is when he is ultimately thriving. Because if they do not make that play, and the highlight, if you see the highlight of how athletic he is, how quickly he's moving and how delicate of a touch of a pass he is. When you were getting the Patrick Mahomes comps, we're watching it play out in the playoffs. We are watching it play out in the playoffs. Yes, you want a system quarterback, meaning someone that can operate in the system. Yes, I want Caleb to be on time with his 5- and 7-step drop. Yes, I want his completion percentage to be at 70%. But before any of that, you need special over system. Because if your defense allows to find yourself in a big deficit, or your offense isn't any good until the 4th quarter, you do not get there without special. That's why he's the number one overall pick. That's why we're talking about going to the divisional round. And that's why that play, even more so than touchdown passes, to extend the game, not just extend the drive, extend the game to keep yourself alive, that is special. That's what you've been waiting decades for. For your Chicago Bears quarterback to look like. Here's Caleb on that pass.
We ended up having like a looper or a blitzer. I haven't obviously gone back and watched it yet. And he ended up breaking through, you know, and I felt the edge. I could have got around, and I knew I knew where the play was going, and so I wanted to go in that direction with Rome, and just didn't have enough time to be able to sit there and throw a ball in the pocket. And wanted to go in that direction because, you know, I saw the space before when I was dropping back. And so, I went in that direction. And honestly, just understand it's fourth down. I got to put the ball in play. Rome went and made a great catch adjusting to the ball. I threw him upfield. I think 25 was trailing him. And so, put it upfield a little bit. It creates an awkward angle for him and makes it a little bit easier to catch for Rome.
Do you want to operate in desperation always? No, obviously not. But it is really, really hard to be great and win these kinds of games if you cannot do that. I think Jordan Love's a good quarterback. I don't know if I'd call him great. I'd certainly call him a very good quarterback. And last night, Jordan Love, under clear skies, meaning a clear pocket, was far better than Caleb Williams was. But when it came to when the game was at a very, very desperate moment for the Packers, Jordan Love could not match what Caleb Williams was able to do. It is in the storm. It is in the ugly. It is in the mud. It is in the muck. It feels like when Caleb is at his best. When his uniform is the dirtiest, he is at his best. When he is running, sliding, and throwing. Do you always want it to be that? No, but damn it. First of all, it's far more entertaining when he's doing it. Secondly, it's hard to continue to win games and stay alive in these kinds of moments if you cannot do it. And because they missed that extra point, the Packers could not settle for a field goal. And Jordan Love, trying to stay in the pocket, Montez Sweat was able to get to him. In the mud, in the muck, in the storm, in the filth, Jordan Love could not match what Caleb Williams was able to do to go ahead and win that game. 312-644-6767. Mark is with us in Schaumburg. Mark, hey, what's going on your Sunday morning?
I have never been more physically exhausted from watching a football game in my entire life.
Yes.
It is unreal. And I'm a limo driver, and I was outside. We have to park. You know where Indiana is?
Yep.
Right? Where the drop-off is? Talk about Al Michaels hearing the shaking or feeling the shaking. You could almost feel the shaking all the way out by Indiana. It was that loud and insane. This is arguably the best win of my lifetime. I'm 47. This is the best win, a Bears win I've ever seen. The next one, the only one that even comes close, is the Devin Hester game. And we also have three more wins that are epic. And two of our losses were epic between San Fran and the last Packers game where we were one play away. This team is sustainable. And why not this year? Absolutely, why not this year?
Mark, do you make this season more about Ben or more about Caleb?
Both. You can't have one without the other. Because we saw Caleb without Ben, and Ben with Jared Goff, he didn't get the job done with Jared Goff. So it's both of them together is the perfect match.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for setting that scene for us. If you want to jump in, 312-644-6767. I agree with both. If I had to put one over the other, I think I would go with Caleb. I think I would. Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen looked like they had a terrible week of practice. Honestly, I mean, if we were to be honest, I mean, if we forgot about the second half, which is a miserable thing to do, but if you sat there in a moment and you thought, I mean, think back to your thoughts of the first half of that game. I know the frustration with Dennis Allen, but the offense looked completely out of sync. The offense looked terrible, from bad snaps to drops to was it a catch or was it a fumble, to running wrong routes. The offense looked like they had a terrible week of practice. Whatever they rolled out there felt pretty similar to what we saw against the Detroit Lions. That's what I found myself thinking. It's like whatever they thought they could get away with in a simple game plan against the Lions has shown up in the playoffs. So if we're having the conversation, Ben versus Caleb, thank God it's Ben and Caleb, but they don't win that game if someone doesn't come in and save the day. And Ben Johnson wasn't taking that field. It was number 18 on the 4th and the 8. fourth and eight, trailing 27-16 with 5:38 left to go. It was the quarterback that arrived. And so grateful that you have the head coach and that has set the belief. But we're not idiots. You've watched it. Without a quarterback, you cannot do it. Without a quarterback, you cannot win these kinds of games. 24 years old, throwing to his favorite target, 21-year-old Colston Loveland, who had a hell of a game. But yeah, I mean, it was rough. It was rough. I mean, throw the Superman cape on when needed. That was a superhero effort by your quarterback, Caleb Williams. 312-644-6767. How important was this win specifically against the Green Bay Packers? We'll tell you coming up next. More texts, more phone calls coming up on 6-7 The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, obviously, this one is going to hurt for a really, really long time. You know, when you are in complete control of a football game and the script gets flipped in the second half. And it was a lot of self-inflicted things. And, you know, give credit to them. We knew they were a team that could come back and fight. I mean, they proved it all season long. And we had opportunities to kind of put them away, and we didn't get it done.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs for the Green Bay Packers. That was a sad Matt LaFleur talking about a sad loss to the Chicago Bears, 31-27. The final score of that one, there's so many stats from this game. Let me just give you this one. That loss by the Packers is their fourth consecutive loss in the playoffs, and that is the longest in the history of the Green Bay Packers. Check that it is three. It's three in a row. They've lost three straight now. And so that is the most. And so that is what Matt LaFleur is dealing with as he is heading towards the final year of his contract. So as Ben Johnson becomes the first Bears head coach to ever win a playoff game in his first year, He does it against Matt LaFleur, doing it the second time that he beat him, just as he said in his opening press conference. The question that we are pondering after that game,
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Well, you can hear the smirk, and I think Ben Johnson may have to have the nickname Iceman because the way that he froze Matt LaFleur on that handshake. I mean, you talk about a flyby. Wow, that was something. And Matt kind of stopped, like, you know, like, hey, let's be decent here. And Ben Johnson was not having it. The Bears took major issue with what the Packers said all week. So not only did Ben Johnson beat him twice, I'm wondering, did he beat him for good? Like, did that epic collapse by the Packers last night, we'll get back to phone calls in just a moment, perhaps cost Matt LaFleur his job with the Packers, who has 1 year left on his deal? I've set my alerts to make sure if there's any breaking news from Adam Schefter that Matt LaFleur has been fired, we're going to see it. But here was Adam Schefter on ESPN about an hour ago.
The Green Bay Packers and their new president, Ed Policy, have a significant decision to make here in the coming days. And that is whether to extend Matt LaFleur's contract. He's currently got 1 year remaining, or to move on from him. If they moved on from him, he automatically would go near the top of the coaches available and shake up this current head coaching cycle yet again. Notice how we said this belongs to the Packers president, Ed Policy. Well, the Packers' former president back in the day was a man by the name of Bob Harlan. Bob Harlan's son, Brian Harlan, represents John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh is a Midwestern guy who has a home in the Upper Peninsula. And a lot of people around the league have been wondering if the Packers decide to go in a different direction, if all of a sudden the Green Bay Packers might vault to the top of John Harbaugh's list as the top available choice for him. This has been a wild, crazy coaching cycle, and we may just be scratching the surface, Greeny.
So that was Adam Schefter on the future of Matt LaFleur. I, you know, it was already being discussed very loudly that Matt LaFleur losing four games heading into the playoffs, it may cost him a job. Then you look at the collapse. That's that third quarter, as Matt LaFleur is calling plays, that Packers offense punted four times and totaled 9 yards. As bad as that Bears defense was in the first half, it felt like that was what kind of changed the tune and kept the Bears in the game in the second half. So we will wait to find out. Back to the phones we go, 312-644-6767. Again, Judson Richards with you on a Sunday morning after a Saturday night. We will not soon forget, coming up at noon, we have the start of our Sunday triple header of the wild card round in the NFL. Bills and the Jaguars, Jaguars will get us started at noon. Let's go to Andy with us in Wisconsin on the Score. Andy, good morning to you. Thanks for your patience.
Ah, Justin, what a beautiful day it is in the state of Wisconsin. Hey, a couple things. I went to a grocery store this morning, and they were closed due to another epic Packer collapse. You know, this team, I don't know. I don't know where they're going to go, Justin. I mean, obviously, you know, Matt LaFleur lost that game. All he had to do was run the ball, basically, you know. But it's just so fun. You know, I'm 53 years old. It's so fun to see a Bears team that just doesn't quit. And it's just great. I mean, living up here, you know, with all the Packer fans, my wife had a bunch of Packer fans over last night. So I wisely slept in the Bears den last night. It was great. It was so loud upstairs, and I'm in the basement, you know, and then once that third quarter and fourth quarter, it was dead silence upstairs. It was great. I just want to say, thank you, Ben Johnson. Thank you, Caleb. And for everyone that said that, you know, Colston should have not, you know, they should have took Warren, I say no. So, man, glorious day. Have a great day, my friend, and let's go Bears.
Andy, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's and you said it, right? Imagine coming out of the locker room in such different fashions, right, where the Bears – They are pedal to the metal because they know what they can do. The Packers, after losing four straight, had this 21-3 lead, but they were immediately on their heels.
They were immediately on their heels. And to your point about Ben Johnson, this is a team that has lost 10-plus games in, what, four consecutive seasons? The Bears have averaged five wins over the previous three seasons. And then that kind of a turnaround and that kind of a belief to win a game in the wild card round. I don't think Ben Johnson's going to win the head coach of the year. If they were still open for voting, you have to feel like Ben Johnson would absolutely have to win head coach of the year. Back to the phones, 312-644-6767. Brendan is with us in Evanston on the Score. Hey, Brendan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Victory Sunday. Thanks for taking my call. I heard that you guys were asking what this means to Bears fans. I'm 26 years old. I'm a younger Bears fan. And I'll tell you what, probably one of the most vivid sports memories I have is losing that 2010 NFC Championship game to the Packers. So to wait 15 years to get this get back, this game meant everything to me. I can't believe the way it happened also for them to have that epic collapse. I mean, I can't even think about a better night of sports as a fan in Chicago. It's unbelievable. It's only up from here. And I can't say enough about what happened last night, man. Bear down.
Yeah, Brendan, you know what's interesting is this Caleb was able to do what that other Caleb couldn't do, right? It was not Caleb Haney. It was Caleb Williams that got it done in this one. Did you, like, was there a moment where you're like, this game is absolutely over? I you know, if Bears fans said I turned it off, I mean, I could blame them, but I also couldn't blame them because I watched the game. Like, I know how I felt like this was going to be an impossible victory.
At halftime, I was done. I mean, I was down and out at halftime. I had a bunch of my college friends who were all watching it together, like 20 of us. I was done at halftime. I almost was going to go home and drive home. I should have known better because it's what they've done all season is come back in the second half. But, you know, as my Bears fandom, gosh, I thought it was over. I thought they got us again. And now I just, man, I can't stop listening to you guys on the radio. I can't stop scrolling social media. It does not get better than this. Does not get better than this.
It doesn't, Brendan. Thanks for the call. I had a moment throughout the season where I was watching it was the Bengals game, the Bears-Bengals game. I have a 5- and 3-year-old at home. I think I may have had a 2-year-old then. And we had been inside all day, and they would just, if you have kids, you know, they start bouncing all the walls, and it was nice enough outside. Like, it was mid-fourth quarter. Remember that Bears-Bengals game? It was mid-fourth quarter, and I was like, all right, game over. Everybody out of the house, out of the house. And I don't know if I was raking leaves. An hour later, so I jumped on the Score, and I was listening to the post-game show, and Molly and Patrick Manley and Olin Kreutz, they were talking about a game that I did not know happened. Like, I actually checked to make sure, did I jump on the wrong date of a game? Because remember, the Bengals came back, and then the Bears had to come back and win it. That game taught me a lesson where I've got to finish out complete fourth quarters. I can't go back on the DVR. I want to watch it live. And so, yeah, like, there may have been a few games this year where you've given up, thought that the game was over, and you have to come back. And that's what we've learned, that they are not going to give up. And that's how you come away with believing you can get 25 points in the fourth quarter and win this game. 312-644-6767. Just remember, tune in all day for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank, starting with Mullion Haw at 5:30 and continuing all day long right here on The Score. We have all three of the wild card playoff games coming your way today and tonight on The Score and on the Odyssey app. I am with you for one more hour. We've got plenty more phone calls to get to, much to tackle in this game. Very simply, it will either be the Eagles or the Rams at Soldier Field next weekend as the Bears get set for a divisional round game. Next hour, coming up.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.